So our second scripture reading today is one that you may be familiar with. It's continuing in this kind of creative and recreative series that we are in. It's from the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah. It's in chapter 18, verses 1 to 11. And I'm going to read it for you today. And I want to share a little bit during the sermon about the text, you know, what we read and hear. And then the context, sort of the background and history that stands behind these words. And then also maybe the subtext. The subtext of our lives today, as we hear God's word for us and as it is made new in this morning. So listen for God's word to you today as it comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 18. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, "Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done, says the Lord? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At one moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it. But if that nation, concerning which I have spoken, turns from its evil, I will change my mind about the disaster I had intended to bring on it. And at another moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build and plant it. But if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will change my mind about the good that I had intended to do to it. Now, therefore, say to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, look, I am a potter shaping evil against you and devising a plan against you. Turn now, all of you, from your evil way and amend your ways and your doings. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Rock of ages, cleft for us, we ask that you would let us come into your rock today, into the place that you have formed for us to dwell and sit and consider these ancient words. We pray that in the shelter of this place, you would teach us, that you would help us open our minds and our thinking to follow more faithfully in your way. We pray it in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Have you ever had food poisoning before? Just a show of hands. Anybody have food poisoning? Anybody like me and have had it for the last 2 days? That's right. This is what I've been suffering with, along with my family, Lisa and our kids. We've had a sick household. Food poisoning is something like, it works this way, you eat something bad, and then it has to work its way out of your system, right? One way or the other. It'll happen. You can't let that poison stay in your body rejects it and works it out, but it's a terrible process, it's a terrible way to spend a Saturday or a Sunday. Lisa got it first, and then I had it, and then Theo had it, and Abby has been spared so far, but we'll see. It's a terrible feeling to be sick like that. And so my sermon today is written in the context of most of my time being spent throwing up somewhere. So give me some grace. Our scripture passage today from the prophet Jeremiah is actually an image not unlike this one, appealing as it is. It's about the prophet Jeremiah who's called to go down to a house. It's the potter's house, the house of a craftsman, someone who is there working in his workshop. And when Jeremiah gets there, he sees that the potter is sitting at his wheel. And as the wheel turns, he is shaping and forming a clay vessel. This is a master craftsman, someone who knows how to create things into a beautiful piece of art, something functional, something helpful, something good. But as he watched the potter, as the potter was forming this clay, the potter realized the vessel in his hands was spoiled. It was marred. It was imperfect. It didn't come out the way he had intended. It didn't come out right. So the potter took this vessel, still wet clay, on his wheel, and he smushed it down into a lump, and he started over. It's interesting in the story that the potter doesn't say, "Oh well, this pot didn't turn out how I wanted it to. I don't care. I don't care if this thing comes out right or not." The potter in this story cares about his creation. The potter in this story wants to work on this clay until it becomes what it is meant to be. So God says to Jeremiah as he watches this potter at work, "Am I not like that potter? And are you, house of Israel, people of Judah and Jerusalem and Los Gatos, are you not like the clay? And you're in my hands and I'm working on you, but it is a long process to form you for the purposes that I have for you." Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be squished by God, right? That image of being squashed down as a lump of clay is not a happy one. I'd rather avoid that if possible. I'd rather avoid going through painful things in life. I'd rather avoid having to learn hard lessons. Even if on the other end I come out in a better way, I'd rather not go through that process if possible. When you have food poisoning, it's the same way. You'd rather avoid this whole thing altogether, but really in the end, you're in a better place. So I wonder, as you hear this story today from Scripture and just consider this central image of a potter with his clay, I wonder where in your life you feel like that lump of clay. Not a beautiful vessel, not finished product, not something that has been made and crafted correctly, but a lump of clay where something in your life didn't go right. Something in your life broke down. Something in your life has been squished, or smushed, and where it has to start over again. Where you'd hoped for one outcome but gotten a different one. Where you'd wanted it to look one way but it looks another. Where you had high hopes and have ended with some disappointment. The image of the potter of the clay can seem to us as if it's a story of bad news. If you're thinking about that part of your life like a lump of clay that's hurt or broken or disappointed, it can seem like bad news. And it's hard for us to consider that God in this story, this potter, would allow there to be bad news like that in our lives. That the God in this story might even somehow be part of that bad news happening for us. That's how the people in Jeremiah's time certainly felt. They had a theology that said, God made a covenant with Israel, with us. And so no matter what happens, God is going to take care of us. All will be well in Jerusalem. And there was this sort of series of historical events around the 5th, 6th, and 7th century BCE, before the Common Era, sometimes called BC, before Christ, Old Testament times, which led people to decide that really no matter what happened, Jerusalem would be maintained. No matter what happened, whether they followed God or turned from God, whether they showed justice or whether they withheld justice, whether they were just like all the other nations or whether they stayed true to the God who called them. This was called Davidic royal theology. The idea was God had made a covenant that there would always be one of David's, King David's line on the throne of Jerusalem. And so then here comes Jeremiah, this person who enters and works in the years between 597 and 587. So a long time ago. And he comes in this time period and says, "Oh no, it's something different than you thought. Because you are a lump of clay on the wheel, and God is the potter who's at work in you. But it's going to be a hard process to become who you're meant to be. It's not going to be easy. It's not guaranteed that the kings will continue as they have." So in 597, this kind of year in ancient Israel's history, Jerusalem is captured, and the king is sent into exile. And people of the day, and their treasuries were plundered and all the rest, people of the day said, you know, this isn't so bad. This isn't too bad after all. Probably God's going to restore everything really soon. Probably those people who were sent into exile, who were really refugees, they're going to come home any day now. Just wait for it. There were people who said, you know, all the things that were plundered of our history and of our treasures, those are going to come back too. Everything will be fine not so long from now. There was a prophet, his name was Hananiah, and he said, in 2 years' time, God will break the yoke of the Babylonian oppression. 2 years. Oh, okay, that sounds good. So Jeremiah, the prophet in our story, he showed up in public wearing a big wooden yoke on his shoulders to symbolize, now the yoke will continue. But Hananiah, this other prophet, do you know what he did? He took the yoke off of Jeremiah and he publicly broke it in half. A symbolic action that was meant to say, look, this yoke will be broken, God's people will come back, in 2 short years, we'll be fine. Jeremiah went home and got another yoke, this one made of iron. And he showed up again. Break this. Jeremiah said, the yoke will not be broken so easily. Jeremiah said, the future is not so rosy as you want to make it seem, so easy as if life doesn't have its problems. It does. Jeremiah has been called the prophet of tears. If you've heard of the word Jeremiad, it's a lament. And it's based on this guy's name, a Jeremiad, just a woe song. So there was this positive popular theology or prophecy or psychology of the day that basically said, things aren't so bad. Hey, your best life, you can have it now. Start living it. And we're kind of attracted to that, I think. I was texting with a friend last night, and he's a Seattle Seahawks fan, and he was teasing me because I'm a 49ers fan. And, but you know, hope springs eternal, so we were debating which team would do better. And I told him, it was the Niners, obviously. This is our year, which is probably not true. And so I wanted to blame him. I said, you know, you're just saying these bad things against my team because you hate the Niners, you want to see us fail, which may be the case. But what Jeremiah is saying in this text is that the potter who is at work doesn't hate the clay. The potter who's at work doesn't want the clay to fail and lose just because they're in the NFC West together. That's not how it works. Jeremiah says, it isn't that God is against you, it's that in a deep way and a long-term way, God is really for you. But it's going to take some time. God wants you to be formed for your life. God wants you to become the person you're meant to be. In ancient Israel, this was true, and it's true for the church today. God wants us to be formed in the way we're meant to be built to be. But the truth is, it won't be easy and it won't always feel good. And in order to get to that good news, we've got to come through the bad news. A lump of clay on a table feels like bad news. The hurts and disappointments of our lives can feel like bad news. Turning on the television and watching almost any news seems like bad news. Jeremiah is here to say there is bad news in the world and in our lives, and that's real. So the Christian gospel, the faith that we share and seek to grow in together, always has to take into account the reality of the bad news in the world, the reality of pain or suffering. We don't have a faith that says things aren't that bad, don't worry about it so much. If we are faithful and good, we will avoid all pain and suffering. That's not true. Some of you can testify to that firsthand. But the good news of the gospel is that though we be lumps of clay, though we're not always formed right in our lives, and you've got your things and I've got mine, that though this world in which we live is so fallen and broken and hurting, the good news today from this story is that we are in the hands of the potter. That's good news. Our God, who is this potter, has intentions and purposes for us to become a new creation, to heal our hurts, to put the pieces back together, to form us in a new way. So trusting that God is working towards something good, it takes something that we call faith. Have you heard about it? It takes faith. That's what we do. We can't see it from here. It's going to take longer than we know. It's going to be more costly than we can consider. And yet, God is the good potter who loves the clay and wants to see it formed. God is the one who loves us and forms us in our lives. We believe in the character of God, the one whose steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, whose mercies never come to an end. So for the potter in this story, just notice this. The potter in the story, when things go wrong, he doesn't throw the clay away. He doesn't throw it in the garbage and say, oh, well, it didn't work out. The potter sees what has gone wrong and continues to work at it. Our New Testament passage today, just before the part we read, it says we have this treasure in jars of clay. We are somehow afflicted but not crushed, persecuted but not destroyed. That though we have these pressures in our lives, we have it in this sort of fragile way where we're like clay pots. We're vulnerable to things that might happen to us. And yet this is the good news of the day, that we are clay, we are breakable jars, we are people whose lives are not always the way we want them to be, but God in Christ knows us. God in Christ loves us. God in Christ is at work in us and even in you. Some have called this whole process the opus alienum. Opus alienum, it means the strange work of God. The strange work of molding and making and reshaping the lives of people that God loves, even when sometimes it hurts. What a strange work that is. So in Jeremiah's time, Jerusalem, 587, it was captured and destroyed. King Zedekiah, the final king in the line of David, he was killed, and the rest were sent into exile. Jeremiah himself was forcibly removed and sent to Egypt, where he was never heard from again. The year 587 in ancient Israel was a year of national tragedy and trauma. It seemed as if nothing could ever be good or right again. It seemed as if all hope was lost. And some of us have felt that way. And for some of us, this year might feel that way. And we may even ask, is this just a bad news story that shows a God who is uncaring or even cruel? But I don't think so. Because Jeremiah's prophecy about the potter and the clay is ultimately about a loving and good God, the God who cares enough to keep working on us, to keep working through us for something better to emerge. So God didn't give up on ancient Israel. They were in exile. But then one day, a remnant that had been preserved, a small group, they returned. And God let them rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. They could not have seen it in the year 587, but it happened. God doesn't give up on us, and our faith and our hope is that for us as well, in the long term of life, the long haul, we might be restored and rebuilt and reformed by a God who loves us enough to do it. I pray that it may be so for you today. Amen.